Good morning, everybody. Wow, what a presence. Thank you, worship team. You're staying with me. Thank you. Wow, we can feel the presence, the anointing, the power of God. God is here. God is here. Amen. God is here. Stay tuned. Receive. I don't know what I'm going to do today. I've got something here, but we're going to see how the Holy Spirit is going to lead us. Amen. Are you happy with that? Yes. Wonderful. Before I start, I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone. Thank you so much. It's good to be back. Thank you so much for your prayers over the past few weeks. Samuel's operation went really well, successfully well. Yes. 6 hours plus, but it went well according to plan. It is still a challenge for him every single day in terms of the pain and you know, all the restrictions that come with the operations. So please continue praying for him. Continue praying for us. It is a massive change for us as well to kind of, we're still trying to, you know, set up and arrange things around his care. So it is a challenge. Pray for us. And she's taking the massive part of this, you know that. So I am enjoying myself. And she's, no, I'm not. But yeah, you know, it takes a lot of hours to kind of do his pin care and thing like that. I try once, just once, since all this time. It took me more than 2 hours to do it. Just because my fingers are, you know, bigger than Annie's. So, you know, to go around difficult, tricky angles, and so yeah, but he's doing okay, slowly recovering from pain, and yeah, but God is good. Oh, come on, you must not miss it. God is good, and all the time, God is good, and all the time, God is good. That's all we know. And that is true. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Online, God bless you. Same greeting and same gratitude for your prayers and for being here with us. You are part of us. You are part of us. Thank you for tuning in. This morning, I want to carry on with, you know about it, with the gospel. The gospel. We're looking at the subject of metamorphosis. We want to carry on with that. Let me pray. The Holy Spirit is here already, but we will invite him to come and take control. And because it's only him that can bring the change and transformation in our lives. Amen. So, Father, we're here this morning and we welcome your presence that is tangible and manifest among us already this morning. Holy Spirit, thank you. Speak to our hearts. Bring the change. Bring the transformation. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Break every heart of stone. Give us heart of flesh. Give us ear and understanding to receive, and a fertile ground to receive the seed of your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we've been talking about the gospel, the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom and metamorphosis. The gospel of Christ, an instrumental power of change and transformation from fishermen to fishers of men. We've got our scriptures. Can we have 2 Corinthians 3:18? But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we have Romans 12:1-4? It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Shall we also have 2 Corinthians 5:17? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Can we all say that? New creation. New creation. He is a new creation. Old things has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Say, all things. Come on, let's say it with conviction. All things has become new. All things has become new. Thank you. So, as a recap, it is important to capture the informations. Very, very important. Capture the information. Listen to it again. Read it. Go over it again. Let this sink into your heart, into your understanding. We say that metamorphosis comes from the Greek metamorpho, meaning to transform, change form, undergo a complete change in nature. Very important. This kind of transformation is what the gospel encourages us to embrace. We also say that the New Testament uses this word to describe the work God performs in believers' lives. The gospel is not merely information to be believed. It is the power of God that transforms life. Amen? For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation. And we say salvation, change, transformation, so to everyone who believes. Amen. We say that the gospel brings remarkable changes and transformation into our lives if we are willing to collaborate with the Holy Spirit and let Him do His work in our lives. Very important. We say that one of the first things He would do, what was that? What was that? Remember? He will change. What was that? We spent a lot of time describing that, and we're going to go over it again last time. We're going to go over it again. The first thing, one of the first things the Holy Spirit will do is to change our identity. He will give us a new identity, remember? Now, when we talk about identity, it is important to understand the concept or the definition of identity. Now, ignorance is not good for anyone. When we understand fully what it means, then we can comply with the Holy Spirit and allow Him to perform the change in our lives. Okay? Now, we say that identity is the fact of being who or what a person or thing is. Right? And that is, it doesn't give us a lot of clue. Now, another definition says the quality, which is a little bit broader, the qualities, belief, personality, and name that make a person or people group who they are. And that's very interesting. So all those things comes into place to make you who you are. Now, we are talking about identity before Christ. Identity before Christ. So, now, we say that this brings an interesting question to our mind. A very interesting question. Where does this identity come from in the first place? Where does it come from? So that's going to help us comply, cooperate with the Holy Spirit to perform His work in us. Now, we say that there is no doubt that our identity prior Christ is influenced or the products or the produce of the family into which we are born. Okay? The culture that shapes us. The political and spiritual forces at work in the environment in which we live. All those things come into being, into place when we talk about someone's identity. So, your identity can only reflect where you are, where you're from, where you live, the people you associate yourself with. Your identity can only reflect those things prior Christ. Amen? Before we came to Jesus, we were largely the reflection and product of those closest to us and the society around us. We were shaped by the world and carried a fallen nature. This is true. Yes. You see, yes, this is true. Now, we are in Christ. So, the Bible is inviting us to move away, to transform, to metamorphose from that identity to something new. Remember, we say that when we give our lives to Christ, when we come to Christ, He doesn't just patch, you know, some new things into our nature. you know, to make it. Remember, we talk about this car, your nice car, but all of a sudden you start having a problem with the brake. So the brake is not functioning well. You don't just go and change the car completely. No, you go to the mechanic and the mechanic will change the brake pad. And you got a car to function. God doesn't do that with us. When we come to Christ, He gives us a new nature, a brand new one. I love it. I want it. Hallelujah. And I hope you want it too. He gives us a new nature, a brand new, that is conformed to something. And we're going to talk about that. Remember, we discussed those things. We also say that this is why Romans 12:2 warns us not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of mind, of our mind. Because in Christ, we are no longer defined by the identity the world gives us or gave us. Only one say hallelujah. Oh, come on. Jesus. I am no longer a slave to sin. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am a child of God. Ah, shape us, Satan. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings or begin a work of transformation within us, teaching us who we truly are in Christ and shaping us into the person God called us to be, the image of Christ. The image of God Himself. Hallelujah. Oh, that is powerful. That is powerful. Hallelujah. Corinthians gives us the destination. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. That is the destination. Romans gives us the process. The pathway to the destination, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed to the world. Hallelujah. These are powerful truths we must behold. But before we can transform to the image of God, we have to be in His presence. There is no way we transform to something we are alien to. No way. We have to come to His presence. We have to know Him. We have to walk with Him. We have to behold Him. Amen. You know, people often say when two married couples, at some point, they look alike. I don't know, I was with my wife once, and somebody said, we were having a conversation, and somebody looked at us and, wow, I didn't realize it. You look at each other. You look like each other. What a resemblance. And I look at myself and I look at Annie. Well, come on, really? I'm from Benin. She's from Cameroon. Not even the same country. But this resemblance we're talking about, is it something that is physical. Let's look at it. Can we have 2 Corinthians 3:18? And that's going to be one of our main scriptures today. And we're going to dwell in this place and minister from this place. And the invitation for us is to walk and embrace what God has for us today. Hallelujah. Very important. He says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, remember last week we were talking about, and we use the mirror as representative of what Paul is talking about. Can you please help? Just want to bring this forward a little bit. No, don't turn it yet. Just bring it forward. Thank you, Scott. Okay, you can turn it now. You can turn it now. Thank you, Scott. Now, in fact, don't turn it yet. Okay, thank you, Scott. Just leave. So the Bible says, when we gaze upon the glory of the Lord. We behold His glory. And the meaning of that is, we tarry in the presence of the Lord. Remember last time I preached. We tarry in the presence of the Lord to allow the Holy Spirit to do something in our lives, to transform our lives, to metamorphose from one nature to another nature. So, two things we need to consider here. Now, we are transformed from something, and we are being transformed into something else. Now, what we are being transformed from is the old nature, right? It is the old nature. Okay, at some point we're going to do a little exercise, and you're going to shout what the old nature is, right? Some attributes of the old nature. But we are being transformed into the nature and the image of God when we stand, we behold His glory. Now, the Bible is talking here about the glory. Okay. Now, remember when Isaiah find himself in the temple, the glory of God is the place where God's in His temple, where His manifestation is beyond comparison or beyond measure, something that kind of we are at awe of it. Okay, so now, how do we reflect that nature? How do we reflect the nature of God? Is it that, everywhere we go, there's like something, a sort of smoke or cloud surrounding us, and then we go, and then people fall, boom. And is it how it is? Now, Isaiah said, woe to me because I've seen, the Lord, and because of my nature. Now, the children are coming, looking at the time. Am I on time? Okay. So, now Isaiah shows us something different. Now, what Isaiah shows us is a little bit similar to what Moses described. What we see with Moses. The Bible says Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of the Lord. Okay, when he came down from Mount Sinai, he came down and the Bible says that he has to cover his face. Because the glory of the Lord was so bright that the people of Israel asked, please cover your face. So that's the Shekinah glory of God. It is true that when we spend time in the presence of the Lord, we reflect the Shekinah glory of God. We carry the Shekinah glory of God. We carry His manifest presence. And that brings healing, salvation, deliverance when we move. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Am I preaching to you this morning? Stay with me, please. So, and that is one part. That is one part. That is not the whole picture. Now, when we spend time and we tarry in the presence of God, something else happens. Something else happened. Now, the longer we stay, the longer we walk with Him, you know, things are, there is a sort of exchange. There's an exchange of nature. Exchange of nature. Corinthians says you are a new creation. Yeah. Corinthians say you are, and that's who you are. That's the nature. But it is still the destination. Now, Romans says, what? Go through the process. Walk through the process. And walking through the process is to tarry. Allow God to do the process with you. So, what happened here is that now, when we come and gaze the glory of God, or the mirror, I said last time, remember, you don't see yourself. You cannot see yourself. If you gaze the mirror and you still see yourself, something is wrong. Hallelujah. The natural mirror is that, yeah, I can see myself. That is a natural mirror. The Bible is not talking about this mirror. We gaze beholding as of the mirror, we behold the glory of God. We see the glory of God. We see God. Now what we see, it is the end product. It is the destination. It is, now we see all of this. We see righteousness and we are being transformed, taking the nature of righteousness. We see compassion and we are being transformed into that nature. The truth, faithfulness, gentleness, forgiveness. Remember, you know, there's sometime we have to be Christian. All the time. In fact, we have to be Christian. Let's not be conformed with the world. Now, they say, be who you are. Have you ever heard that? Be who you are. Be who you are. And we are being encouraged to be who we are. Is that biblical? Is that true? How can we be who we are? When the Bible is calling us to be transformed into the image of God, how can we be who we are? I want to be like Jesus. I don't want to be who I am. Hallelujah. Where I am now is far from where I was yesterday. But this is not where I want to be. This is not who I am. I am being transformed. Hallelujah. Emmanuel 2 weeks ago is not Emmanuel for today. Hey, Jesus. No, 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 no. That is why we must say no and refuse, reject those worldly truth, lie, or lies. Embrace the truth of the kingdom, biblical truth. Holiness and purity. Wow. All of a sudden, you find yourself rejecting some of the conversation that you used to enjoy. It's because you are tarrying in the presence of something happening to you. Embrace it. The mercy. Wow. I don't put on. An eye for eye. You know, and no, he's done that to me. I've got to give it to him. Double portion, triple portion. Do you know who I am? Mercy. I choose to forgive. Yesterday you weren't able to do that. Now you can. Something is happening. Hallelujah. You are being transformed into his image. God is merciful. He's a God of mercy. Where do you want to go next? Long suffering. Longanimité. French. Long suffering. He put up with us. Let's put up with one another. You are being transformed. He's done it today, and tomorrow he's doing it again. I'm not gonna talk to him again. No. God say, forgive. Hallelujah. Long suffering. Patience. Love. Joy. Gentleness. Holiness, kindness, self-control. These are nature that God metamorphose or transform us into when we tarry, when we walk with him, when we allow the Holy Spirit to do his work. Now, there are other nature of and attributes of God that can offer impact our lives. It is true that we are able to reflect, not just radiate, reflect this nature in our lives, all right? But there are other nature of God, attributes of God. God is sovereign. God is sovereign. Sovereign over everything. Hallelujah. Now, when you dwell in the secret place and you collaborate with the process, now, you know, God's sovereignty radiates through your life. People see, wow, God can even do this with this person. Wow. It can only be God. Wow. There is no possibility for these things to happen, if it is not God. God's sovereignty. Hallelujah. Now, omniscient. Omniscient. God is all-knowing. Right? God is all-knowing. But how did you know? How did you know? Have you been in a place, in a position where you're talking to somebody and all of a sudden they say, but how did you know that? No, I didn't know that. I don't. But God knows. He is reflecting his nature through my life. That's how I know. Know me, but him. People fall down and worship Jesus when this happened. Hallelujah. Omnipresent. Omnipresent. He is here and everywhere. He is here and everywhere. And this is a nature omnipotent. Hallelujah. All powerful. all powerful God. Nothing is impossible to our God. So these are the nature and attribute of God that kind of transform, have some sort of impacts on our lives as a Christian. When we walk on faith, now we know nothing is impossible to God because I know that He is omnipotent. Now I know this mountain can be moved. We're going to bring it to the end. Because we're going to have family communion. I've not even touched my notes. But there is an altar call for this. And the altar call for this is, it's good that we are just help me here. We just want to hear. Thank you, Scott. Now, you look at your life and maybe some, or maybe none, or maybe few of these things are in operation in your life, at work in your life. Hallelujah. But you look at your life, you observe your lives, and I am struggling with a lot of this. I am struggling with joy. Why can I not have that joy all the time? I am struggling with holiness and purity. God is holy. Why is it that am I fighting with sin so much? To step forward and turn backward. Why? Why is it that? Why am I so hungry and I cannot even practice mercy? Why is it that I cannot reflect the justice of God? Why? We can be Christian and be in church for years and years and still lack this. Until these things are at work in our lives, there's no way we are fulfilled Christian. Amen? There's no way. But you know what? It is a law. It is a given that every single one of us manifests this. Oh, it's not sinking into your heart. It is a law. It is given. Every single one of us, when you give your life to Jesus, it is a law. Do you know why? Because of the cross. Because of the cross. At the cross, the exchange has already happened. It is a law. So, we need to enforce it. We need to enforce it by wrestling and saying no by the power of the Holy Spirit. Say no to the old nature. We haven't got time. I was saying that you're going to shout the old nature to me. I haven't got time for that. But say no. Say no. Say no to worldly additions. No, because the cross has granted me access to righteousness and compassion and joy. These are mine. And I'm taking it. No matter what. Hallelujah. Did you get it? Let's stand on our feet. Just for a few moments. Time has gone. Time has gone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to take communion now. Worship team, you're going to come as well. Thank you, Jesus. But before we take communion, Pastor Robin is coming. But before we take communion, let's spend just a moment and recognize the finished work of the cross that granted us by law that I may walk in the righteousness of God. By law that I may walk in the compassion of God. That by law I may walk in the truth of God. Faithfulness, forgiveness, gentle joy, love, goodness, holiness, mercy, peace, kindness. By law, self-control, purity, long-suffering, justice, patience. By law. And by the Spirit of the living God, today, these are enforced now in my life. Come on, lift up your hand and say, Holy Spirit, come. Help me right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Let there be transformation and change, total. Total change and transformation. Let the process of metamorphosis continue its course in my life. So that when I speak gently. So that when I walk, I walk in holiness. So that my life may reflect the attribute of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus.